What is it that makes you cringe? This one. Things I regret. I went to a job interview once when I was younger, and I nailed it. And then the guy at the end asked me, "Do you smoke, by the way?" And I replied, "Cigarettes?" And that's how he found out I was into pot. I think that happened to a lot of people before, and I just read this week that now adult usage of marijuana is like way up because of all the legalization.
Sure.
And that I believe it said more people are partaking in regular marijuana use than alcohol use at this point.
Probably.
Which, you know,
I see why.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's actually up or if it's just more people are willing to admit that they do it now. Because
I'll bet it's up. There's a lot of people that are law abiders that, you know, aren't going to go out of their way like, "Oh, I'm going to get arrested if I get caught with weed." And now you go, "Oh, okay, I'll try that."
Yeah. And but it's a lot more accessible. Yeah,
but there was a lot more of a stigma surrounding it before it was. So a lot of people may not have been willing to say, "Yeah, I smoke pot."
Probably all those things, right?
Yeah. Mm.
So we're talking about things that made you cringe about your younger self. Maitland, we shared the one about from the woman in Nashville who said, "I'm embarrassed to think about how much of a celebrity I thought I was because I was in the high school play." And then she tagged it with, "Get over yourself. You played the mayor's wife in a seussical."
Yeah. So that made me think about my time in theater. And I don't regret a second of anything that I ever did on stage, like playing stupid things, or we did our own sketch shows where we wrote our own things and own characters. And my sister and I did a rap one time. It was all really cool for a theater person.
Right, in that universe.
Yeah. Yes. But then there was one year where I wanted to do the play, but they had already cast it and everything. So I was like, "Well, I'll join the crew." There was I found a boy that I really liked there, starting to find a group of friends. It was a good time. And then it got to be Hell Week, which is tech week, the week before the show goes on in front of an audience. And
dress rehearsals and
stuff.
Yeah,
there's dress rehearsals, running through everything, and being there is mandatory. Mm-hmm. Well, at that time, it was December, so there was a snowstorm. And I had told my mom, "Hey, I'll be home at whatever time." She said, "I really don't think that you should go tonight. Like, it's really bad out there." And I said, "Nope, I have to be there." And then the roads were getting so bad that she came to pick me up, and she came early. And she told, I was backstage doing my thing. She tells the theater director, "I'm here to get Maitland." And the theater director goes, "She's not leaving. She has to be here tonight."
Mm-hmm.
And that made my mom very mad.
Uh-oh.
So we're in the middle of practice and everybody starts coming out on stage because I hear her there and I'm like, "Oh God." And my mom already kind of had a reputation for being strict with me.
Okay.
I didn't know how else to say it.
Yeah.
But pretty strict. And so
she's being extra.
Then, yes, things start popping off. And eventually my mom says, "You are a monster. You shouldn't have anybody out here. I'm taking my effing kid home because mom and I trump you."
Ooh.
And then she was like, "Maitland, get your ass." And then I grabbed my stuff. And it was like that part in Pitch Perfect where she has to drag the chair away from the group because I just had to walk away. And everybody just looks at me like, "Oh, my God." And I looked at my teacher. I said, and then my mom heard me, and she also said, "Don't apologize." And I was like, "Oh, no."
Oh, boy, is that putting your kid in a bad spot?
Completely erased that from my memory until about a month ago, where I was getting dinner with a friend that I hadn't seen probably since a few months after that. And she said, "I'm mom. I trump you." And I said, "Madison, you didn't." And I have not been able to stop thinking about it.
Okay. All right.
Oh, that's a good one.
It was awful. Yeah.
Okay. Boy, that is not on you. Though.
Yeah, yeah. That should be more of a memory that she feels that way about. Mm-hmm.
I don't think she does. I think that's she's like, "Check one for Jen."
I was going to say, I'll bet if that comes up over wine o'clock, that's
still
a victory.
She feels pretty good about that.
That's a victory.
And maybe I would too if I was a parent, but.
No.
Because if we're doing times that your parents embarrassed you, I got a million of those stories.
Oh, like, yeah.
I mean, the airplane one is the worst one.
This one, I used to think that I cringe thinking back at how I used to think that I had the smoothest game in middle school. I'd go up to girls, lean on one arm, tell them I'd like them, I liked them, and then follow that up by saying, You know what I mean, Butterbean? And then wait for their answer.
Oh, no.
Butterbean.
He said, I would also raise my eyebrows a few times like Milhouse on The Simpsons.
Oh, Butterbean like the fat boxer?
I think he was doing it just because it rhymed. But yes, that's what I think of, yeah. The fat boxer.
Butterbean.
Good for him, though. He had confidence.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, confidence is... That's cockiness.
It was dumb confidence. Yeah, because it's blind confidence.
Blind confidence. Yep. Yeah.
From the 915, up Doug in the Upper Peninsula, a bowl haircut, buck teeth, and braces while wearing baggy pants, a flannel, and aviator glasses. Nope, nothing to cringe at here. Only all of my existence.
That's me. Minus the I didn't have aviators, but everything else on that list, check.
Yeah, that was me in sixth grade. I was small and thin, so everything looked big on me. So I had my tiger's cap on, like adult size. I had adult size aviator sunglasses on, which were way too big for my head. I had a tank top on, you know, short 80s shorts,
yep.
tube socks with stripes on them, pulled all the way to my knees. And some, you know, like lowbrow tennis shoes of some sort, probably high tops.
I remember
like
having
looking
a,
so dorky.
I remember
man.
getting a slinky T-shirt and thinking, "This is what I'm wearing first day of school."
That's awesome. Yeah. I would love a slinky T-shirt. Yeah. I used a Rolly book bag for a whole year out of
a Rolly
in high school.
Uh-huh. What do you mean a Rolly?
Like a Rolly book bag, a book bag that you could put on wheels. And I did it just because everybody made fun of it, and I was like, "I'll make this cool." I didn't. It lasted a year. People would kick it all the time. And it was hot pink and had Barbie on the front of it. So
I took the
mechanics off of it and then just used the Barbie book bag for almost through college, actually.
This is bad. I don't know why, but I used to feel the need to lick my fingers on my left hand.
Oh, no.
Oh, geez.
In class.
Ew.
Then the other hand would feel off balance. So then I would lick the other one. Which would make the first one, since it had dried a little, feel off balance.
You know, there are certain urges you just don't lean into like that. You just don't.
I remember one time it was in sophomore algebra class. And, this ain't good. I sat in the front row right next to the desk. They were assigned seats. That's where I sat. But all my friends sat near me. And this was peak pimple age, peak zit face, probably. And I had one that itched, and I nicked one that was, or I had an itch, maybe it was another one, and I nicked one enough with a nail that it started bleeding enough that one of my classmates interrupted Mr. McMahon and said, "He's bleeding!"
Oh, no.
To which I went, God. "What?" And then I turned, and somebody said, "Let me see," and I turned my head the other way, and the teacher said, "Oh, my gosh, okay, let's get you out of here."
Oh,
and it looked like in the movie, if someone, you know, somebody gets shot in the temple or in the forehead and then the blood just drips down their nose. Yeah. It looked like that, but from like my cheek.
Yeah. That just reminded me of something from middle school that I had suppressed for the last 30 years or so.
I'm sorry about that.
I remember we were sitting in the lunchroom. I was probably in sixth grade or seventh grade. I'm sitting with my friend Mike. And I had at that point, like, any kid that age, like, you had a little bit of peach fuzz, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
There was like one kid in the grade that was already shaving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I wanted to like see what it was like to shave. And I remember the night before I'd lathered up my whole face and like stolen my dad's razor and just gone to town.
Yeah.
But not knowing how to do it, you just kind of, I don't know, claw at your face basically with a razor.
Yes.
And, so we're sitting at lunch the next day, and my friend Mike looks at me. He's like, "What is going on with your face?" And I was like, "It's never a good question
to
be asked.
That's not a question you want to hear."
No.
"What do you mean?" He's like, "It's like part of your cheek is shaved, but then you can still see like hair here and hair here," because I didn't know what I was doing.
Right.
Yeah, the real key is to follow the tracks of where the shaving cream is now gone.
Yeah,
like, that's it. Yeah, yeah. Pretty you learn basic. That. You learn that
pretty
over
basic.
Time.
Which is crazy that you have to learn that because it seems so ingrained.
Yeah.
And I made up some story. I was like, when I was in wood shop last period, and I took a piece of sandpaper and rubbed it on my face.
I tried to belt sand my face.
Because that's less embarrassing than trying to shave for the first time.
That's how it went away.
But those cool activities made me quirky and different.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Steve. He's the guy who sands his face.
Better that than the guy who's too dumb to shave.
Do you think Tommy has been aware long enough to have a cringy moment? Because Tommy, you seem almost unable to be cringe, and I mean this in a positive way. It probably didn't sound like it. It's hard for me to sound sincere, but
he means you're real self unaware.
Kind of.
Tommy's in his cringy moment.
Oh, thank you.
Tommy in his what?
I said he's in his cringy moment.
Yeah, like you're very unique and individual, and I find that admirable about you. So I wonder, do you have these cringy moments?
Oh, so you're saying that I'm just a cringy person, free beer. That's how I'm taking this.
That's not how I mean it, but I can see why you'd take it that way.
Hey, you're a dumb weirdo.
You know what? Fair is fair. No, I have one exact specific moment that I think about all the time. It was in fifth grade.
I just got to say, when he did it in my voice, it made sense to me. Now I get it. I get your problem.
Well, good. I'm glad that we're all on the same page that I'm a cringy moron. Okay.
All right.
Okay, so I am a naturally inquisitive person. I was known for asking a lot of questions in school.
Oh, I bet you were.
I got an award for asking the most questions.
That's
which is
funny.
Not a good thing.
That's really funny.
That's an award.
Yeah. That's really funny.
Yeah, I know. There's cooler things.
That was passive aggressive. That was a passive aggressive award.
Yeah. Yeah. And so this moment where I was in, I think it was fifth grade art class, and I thought I was so cool because I raised my hand and we were like, everyone in the class just wanted to get started on their project. The teacher was done, like, very much over explaining it. And so I thought I was so cool. I raised my hand and I did this with my face crossed, my arms. And I'm like, so, Mr. whatever your name is, Mr. Art Man, do you think we could see one of yours? And I thought that was the coolest question. The entire class groaned, ugh! And I was like, oh. I was like, nobody wants to see it. Oh, wait, I actually have another crazy story with him.
And now I can't tell the teacher, never mind, everyone hates this idea.
No, yeah. I know.
Was this right around the same time that you and Sammy were crowned the Little Prince?
No, this was a couple years later. But I wish I'd brought that up. People wouldn't have been groaning at all. There's another moment with that teacher, too, and this delves into another story, but one time I danced on stage with Ronald McDonald, which is a story I'll tell another time,
but
this story was, I was in the bathroom, and I was, you know, doing my business at the urinal, as they call it, and these two kids come up, and I'm peeing, they go, hey, wait a minute. Are you the kid that danced on stage with Ronald McDonald while I'm peeing? And
yeah,
I'm like,
you can see the clown paint on my penis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't born with bright red pubes, if you know what I mean.
No, just give it a day or two. I'll come back. They'll be bright red.
Come on over. I'll also make you grimace.
Very good. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and another story with the art teacher. I was...
You gotta stop. I can hear your spirit breaking.
No, this one's good.
Okay.
I was... Same thing, oddly enough. I was in the bathroom, and the art teacher came in, and my dad worked on the radio, and he would play the same exact song every day at 7:40. I can't remember what song it is, but I was in there singing to myself. I think it was Taylor Swift, and I was singing at the urinal, "You belong with me." That's what it was. Wow, yeah. There it is. And as I'm singing that, the art teacher walked in, and I go... Oop! So, yeah, I just have a bunch of cringy moments, if you can believe it or not.
That one's so mild compared to...
Oh, really?
Well,
that's the most humiliating moment for me.
Singing Taylor Swift songs with your penis in your hand is a little weird.
Especially if it's "You Belong to Me."
Yeah.
Yeah, it did seem like you were singing to your own wang. You are mine. I can do with you what I want. I'm going to punch you again tonight. Doesn't matter if you hurt.
Get ready to be boxed, clown.
Speaking of clowns, Sugar Daddy's here. Somebody's getting a Happy Meal.
Oh, very good again. That was a special toy.
Oh, man.
For a limited time only.